With news that leaders from around the continent gathered in Krakow on Thursday to mark 20 years since Poland's first partly free elections, which swept the anti-communist movement Solidarność, or Solidarity, to power. In a speech to the crowds at Wawel Castle, former Czech dissident turned president Václav Havel said the elections paved the way for the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia. Meanwhile, back in Prague, the Polish Institute kicked off a series of events to commemorate the landmark vote and all that ensued. Maciej Ruczaj from the Polish Institute told me about some of the highlights.
We prepared quite a rich program, I suppose. We already started yesterday with the opening of the exhibition Decade of Solidarity next to the metro station Malostranska. And everyone who appeared at the event were able to cast a vote for freedom to the kind of symbolical electoral box. And we organized a huge open-air concert at the Polish Embassy Gardens, which is just below the Prague Castle, so in a beautiful scenery. And we invited Jaromir Nohavica, Czechomor from Poland, for example, the Warsaw Village Band.
So how do you notice so far the reaction of Czechs has been? Do you think, from what you've perceived of those who've come to the outdoor exhibit, that people think, as Václav Havel said yesterday in Krakow, that these elections that took place 20 years ago really sparked a chain of events that led ultimately to the Velvet Revolution and Czechoslovak freedom?
Especially among people who are engaged in the underground movement in Czech Republic, who are engaged in opposition and the communist opposition, there is a kind of huge feeling of debt, or probably it's too hard a word, but a very strong union with Poland, because Poland was perceived by Czech dissidents as a kind of window. And the elections in June was very important in Czechoslovakia and other countries, because nothing happened. The communists were defeated in the elections and nothing happened. No army, no Soviet intervention, nothing like that. So they it was kind of encouragement for others.
Did Czech dissidents in 1989, round about this time 20 years ago, have contact with members of Solidarność or Solidarita?
Yes, of course. It was those contacts were very, very strong. There existed an organization called Polish Czechoslovak Solidarity, which is a kind of committee with people from Polish Solidarity and Czech dissidents meeting together in all strange illegal places like Karkonoše Mountains. In fact, many people who are quite important in Czech politics afterwards, after 89, were engaged in those meetings, beginning with Václav Havel, but also, for example, Mr. Aleksander Vondra was one of the most important members of Polish Czechoslovakic Solidarity. So there were very strong dissident contacts.
Maciej Ruczaj from the Polish Institute in Prague there, who I spoke to earlier today. And that concert that Maciej was talking about is free and open to all, and that's next week in the Fürstenberg Gardens at the Polish Embassy in Prague.